Overall, there is a shortage of affordable housing in Chicago. That's not new. But an analysis released this week by the Metropolitan Planning Council, or MPC, shows that affordable housing is plentiful in some parts of the city, but rare in others. MPC says that disparity is not racially equitable or in Chicago's best interest. I spoke with MPC Research Associate Shahara Wass and Vice President Marisa Navarra. I started by asking Shahara to tell us about the places where affordable housing is plentiful in Chicago and where it isn't.
So when we looked at the share of affordable rental housing units in each of the city's 50 wards, we found that Chicago's whitest and wealthiest wards are not providing their fair share of affordable housing in the city. So specifically in 11 of those 50 wards, these are all on the north and northwest sides of the city, affordable housing units make up less than 2.5% of all rental housing. On the other hand, we noted that there are 21 wards in the city, all on the south and the west sides, where affordable housing makes up over 10% of rental housing stock. You might say, 10%, that's not a very large threshold. We'd be the first to admit that. However, that is the standard that's noted in Illinois state law. So we use that threshold to be consistent. And across those 21 wards where there's over 10% share, residents of color make up almost 90% of the resident population. And so when you put all that information on a map, it's very striking. So there's two distinct groups, one that's much whiter, higher income, and very exclusive in its affordable housing accessibility versus the other group that's majority people of color, lower income, and which disproportionately contributes to the city's affordable housing. And it's a very powerful visualization of our city's history of segregation.
I wanted to ask you a question that comes up a lot when we have discussions about affordable housing is the need for affordable housing. Some people would argue that there's more need for affordable housing in the south and west sides of the city and not so much on the north side of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think people make that argument a lot, like, okay, well, you have lower income residents, you have more need on the south and west sides. But we know from, history, from the legacy of segregation, there haven't been many options provided based on where we develop and prioritize affordable housing. If we're not prioritizing those areas that are in other communities, not on the south and west sides, have we really built in those options? Are we giving people as many choices as they might want?
And Marisa, I want to bring you in on this. What are the implications of having so much of the affordable housing in the low-income communities of color and very little in some of the wealthier or wider communities?
Well, one of the implications is that if you need a subsidy to live affordably, we've essentially established that you can only do that in certain parts of the city. And those parts, by the way, are the same that in Chicago's history were where African Americans were restricted to live at the start of the Great Migration and onwards. So it was the South Side and then later the West Side. And so when people and many people want to live in those communities that they've called home and have deep connections, but as Shahara said, I think for those who are looking for other choices or would like to relocate to be closer to their job, we're not giving people the options that I think we all want in our lives. We all want to be able to choose the best place to raise our family. And for many folks, that's not on the table.
So one of the arguments that people make when we're talking about affordable housing is they don't want the traffic. They don't want the tall buildings. They don't want the hassle that could bring to them. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'll tell you that I often also hear people say very clearly, I resent being called racist because I just don't like tall buildings, or I like the semi-suburban feel of this area, or things of that nature. And what I would like to add to that conversation is that racist intent is not required to have racist outcomes, and that if we are arguing against the inclusion of affordable units in an area that has very little, then we have to acknowledge that we are complicit in the subjugation of people of color and people who need assistance in their housing choices.
That was Marisa Navarra and Shahara Wass with the Metropolitan Planning Council talking about a new report on affordable housing in Chicago.